Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Former Tonawanda Supervisor Joe Imager is on the line. Hey, Joe.
Good afternoon.
Joe, what do you think about this this site for Town Park?
Well, you know, this has been in the works. The Cherry Farm passive recreation park idea actually was first brought up under Carl Calabrese and his administration, and maybe even before him, back in the late 80s, early 90s. And it is something that every supervisor has worked on since then to try and make it happen. The site was landscaped back in the early 90s for passive recreation use. You know, it could never be used for residential use. The landfill was used for NRG by the Huntley plant. You know, that's what's buried there. It isn't radioactive material that's buried there. Yes, it's contaminated waste, but it's certainly something that has been capped for 35-plus years, and something that I believe and the town board believes and every supervisor for the past 40 years and town board has believed would be a great recreational destination for people to come to. So, it took a long time to get to this point, I was happy that we were able to get it close to before I left. I was happy to get it, close to being a done deal, and I was happy to see that they signed a letter of intent a couple weeks ago.
Joe, let me ask, that cap that's put over it, is that the kind of thing that wouldn't break down? That's good until the end of time to hold those toxic waste under the soil?
Well, I'm not a geologist or an environmental person, but I have been told that, yes, it's a cap because it's only going to be used for passive recreational. You're not going to be putting buildings on the site. We couldn't put a banquet hall on that site, as much as I'd love to put one there. You can't go into the ground. You can't go into the ground to put footers or anything else there. So the town is, at least before I left, the town is proposing putting these storage units that you see. That's kind of what you're going to see pop up there, I believe. And those are the types of, there's going to be no buildings on the site per se. It's going to be used for people to walk around, run around, have picnics on and then go home. You're not going to be on the site long. You're not going to be disturbing anything too much.
You know, Joe, with all this talk of what's going on up in the town of Niagara, are there any concerning spots of the town of Tonawanda that you're focused on that could have maybe not radiation, but similar contamination issues?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, not certainly, apples and oranges, in my opinion, and what's going on in Niagara and the terrible things that have gone on up there for a long time. This situation here, like I said, we've been studying it for decades. National Grid, who is the responsible party, who is the owner, you know, they wouldn't be looking into doing something like this unless they felt confident either that there wasn't going to be any issues. So, and we have our own radiation issues over on our other landfill in our town, over on Two Mile Creek Road, that the federal government cleaned up about 8-9 years ago. And that's a concern, because if that is disturbed, that will cause a lot of problems. Not so much on the Cherry Farm site and what is being proposed there. It's going to be a great amenity, in my opinion, to the town and to the residents. And I hope we can get the deal done, or they can get the deal done. I keep saying we. It's they get it done.
It's going to take some time. Joe, while I got you here, I know you called about this, but I want to know your thoughts because you were talking with about a data center on the former Tonawanda Coke site, and then this moratorium was put in. What are your thoughts on the moratorium?
Well, I think the moratorium, 1-year moratorium, is a good idea because there are questions that have to be answered. Okay, there's no question about that, and I have said that for the last 6 months. You know, when people would come to me about it, and when the developer comes about it. Okay, but I want to make something clear here because I know there's a lot of information out there. I'm not going to say misinformation because, you know, I'm not an expert on the topic, but I do have information on the project, the proposed project. And one of the things is water use. Okay, they're concerned about the opponents are concerned about the amount of water that's going to be used and generated at the site, and, you know, and come back hot water. Okay, we're not talking. I see on social media, you know, millions of gallons per day being used that this data center is going to need. Okay, I've been assured it's going to be 30,000 to 50,000 gallons. That's all. That is nothing. That is nothing. The NRG Huntley plant, they had a permit for $500 million, that's with a B, $500 million gallons of water to be withdrawn from the Niagara River every day. 30,000 gallons a day for this facility is not going to be an issue in my opinion. Light pollution, with all due respect to the people who bring up light pollution, this is an industrial area. It's removed from, you know, residences are not close to it. They're a half mile away, at least I believe a half mile away from where they're talking about. I watched something on the news today, a piece of TV news, and they were interviewing people with a data center, a large data center being built right next door to this new residential development. Well, that's a dumb idea to put a data center right there. The town of Tonawanda. And this developer is not, I shouldn't say the town of Tonawanda, this developer is proposing to put something in an industrial location, okay? The number one concern that I have and every resident brings up, and it's a legitimate concern, is the energy use, okay? That is a major, major, major concern, okay? And that's got to be addressed. I think there are ways to address it, and we don't have enough time to get into all that. Okay, but I think there are ways to address the energy where it is not going to have a significant or any increase on utility rates. Everybody's utility rates are going up. Everybody, you know, I'm sure you've heard it. You know, everybody is complaining about their electric bills recently, okay, and what they've done. There's no data centers being built. So a data center doesn't have any impact on your utility rates that are going up now. Okay, so we got to make sure, the elected officials have to make sure that the energy consumption at that proposed site is addressed, because there's no bigger user, okay, and I don't think a lot of people realize this, there's no bigger user of electric in the town of Tonawanda than the town of Tonawanda itself. We have our own, they have their own water treatment plant. They have their own wastewater treatment plant. The utility bills in the town, electric bills have gone up in the town over the last 9 months before I left. They've probably gone up 30-40%. Okay, so it's a major concern. Nobody's going to be impacted by more if the energy costs go up at the proposed data center than the town of Tonawanda itself. So we have skin in the game. So I don't believe the elected officials will let that get by.
Be very interested to keep our eyes on it. Joe, I got to say, I you know, obviously politically you and I have disagreements, but I wish more elected officials and leaders were like you. You take time out of your day, you call in when you hear something being talked about. I've seen you comment on people's posts with questions about Tonawanda. I wish people were as open and available to their constituents as you were as supervisor and continue to be as former supervisor. Really, really appreciate the time.
I'll be honest with you, Joe. I am making this call, Joe, from my backyard, basking in the sun, and I'm loving life. Everything is good.
Well, awesome. Really appreciate it, Joe, and always great talking with you. Joe Imager, former Town of Tonawanda Supervisor.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.